The Bush administration's drive to hold defense spending down is beginning to focus on a possible target, the multi-billion-dollar Osprey V-22. It's half helicopter, half airplane. The futuristic but controversial Osprey program has been plagued by maintenance problems and a bad safety record. 23 Marines died last year in two Osprey crashes. Some of their surviving family members have joined a campaign to stop production of the aircraft. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
The Osprey is one of the strangest aircraft developed in many years. It has a body and wings like an airplane, but at the tip of each wing is a huge rotor. When the blades face up, like a helicopter's, the Osprey can take off vertically. But in flight, those rotors can tilt forward to become propellers, and then the Osprey flies straight ahead like an airplane. The aircraft was developed for the Marines, who often need to get in and out of tight places. An initial batch of 10 Ospreys were delivered early last year, and the Marines were expecting a full production go-ahead by the end of the year. But it did not happen. Within 9 months, two of the 10 Ospreys crashed, prompting old questions about the aircraft's reliability. Connie Gruber, whose Marine husband died in one of the crashes, appeared before a special Pentagon commission last Friday to ask that the Osprey program be reconsidered.
I implore you to do the right thing today, to hear the evidence and see it for what it is, not for what we may want it to be, in order to save a multi-billion dollar program that has sadly spun out of control and taken 23 precious, irreplaceable lives with it.
After the second crash last December, the remaining Ospreys were grounded. A month later, the program took a second blow with allegations that an Osprey squadron officer had pushed his crew to falsify aircraft maintenance records. The Blue Ribbon Pentagon panel set up to study the Osprey won't issue its report until next month, but Osprey supporters are already on the defensive. Republican Congressman Kurt Weldon of Pennsylvania, who's been pushing for the aircraft for more than a decade, says the accidents and the allegations have gotten the Osprey in trouble.
Some people are, in fact, questioning the program and saying we should stop it. And I understand that, but in the end, this decision I don't think will be made on emotion or perception, because we have to find a way to give the Marines and our Special Operations Forces the tools to do the very difficult tasks we ask them to do. So the question becomes, well, what are we going to give them?
Weldon and other Osprey supporters say the Marines need the aircraft to replace their aging Vietnam-era helicopters. But one of the Osprey problems is that it hasn't always stood up so well in comparison. Philip Coyle directed the Pentagon's Office of Operational Testing until this past January.
Our main concern was that the V-22 Osprey was supposed to be easier to maintain and cheaper to maintain than the helicopters it was replacing. And it wasn't even close. In fact, some of those helicopters are 30 years old, and yet they were still requiring fewer maintenance man hours per flight hour than the Osprey.
In fact, there's growing disappointment with the Osprey even within the Marine Corps. Last week, the Marine Commandant, General James Jones, took the unusual step of denying he had ordered the Corps to begin looking for an alternative to the Osprey. But a senior Pentagon officer says such discussions have, in fact, begun. Some Pentagon officials are now saying Marine generals were in too much of a rush to acquire the Ospreys. It now seems increasingly likely the aircraft will be sent back for more developmental work before being pressed into operation. Congressman Weldon says he'll continue fighting for the Osprey, but would not oppose additional review.
I flew in the first Osprey. When it was delivered to the Pentagon, the Commandant and I went up. We flew for probably an hour around the beltway. We transitioned, we went to all the extremes of the aircraft, and we landed. I've never been more impressed in my life. I would fly in one tomorrow. But that doesn't negate the need to do every possible thing to deal with every safety issue that we identify to prevent any additional loss of life or injuries.
The Osprey aircraft will cost about $83 million apiece. The program as a whole is worth about $40 billion, and with all the controversy surrounding it, the cost may just be too high right now. Tom Chelton, NPR News, Washington.